Welcome to the Strategize, Adapt, Overcome podcast, where we explore timeless strategies from Sun Tzu's The Art of War and how they can be applied to personal growth, life challenges, and professional success. Each episode dives deep into practical tactics for mastering self-discipline, navigating adversity, and achieving your goals with precision and purpose. Whether you're seeking to sharpen your mindset or learn how to adapt and thrive in any situation, this podcast is your guide to turning ancient wisdom into modern mastery. Tune in and start strategizing your way to a more empowered life. Are you ready to unlock the secrets of strategy and resilience? Welcome to a podcast that bridges timeless wisdom with today's challenges. Inspired by Sun Tzu's The Art of War, this show is packed with powerful insights to help you master self-discipline, overcome obstacles, and achieve success in every area of your life. Each episode is a deep dive into practical tactics that transform ancient teachings into actionable steps for personal and professional growth. If you're ready to conquer life's battles and thrive with purpose, this podcast is your ultimate playbook. Subscribe now and start your journey to strategic mastery. Today, we look at turning weaknesses into strengths. Welcome to another episode of Strategize, Adapt, Overcome. Today, we embark on one of the most transformative journeys in strategic thinking, the art of turning your apparent weaknesses into your greatest strengths. Through Sun Tzu's timeless wisdom, we discover how what seems like disadvantage can become your most powerful advantage. The hidden power in your struggles. Sun Tzu wrote, "If you know the enemy and know yourself, you need not fear the result of 100 battles." But what happens when you become your own greatest ally by transforming the very things you've considered weaknesses into sources of unshakable strength? Think about the aspects of yourself or your situation that you've always considered limitations. Maybe you're naturally introverted in a world that seems to reward extroverts. Perhaps you lack formal education in a field where credentials matter. You might be younger than your peers, older than the norm, or facing financial constraints that others don't understand. Here's what Sun Tzu understood that most people miss. Your greatest weaknesses often contain the seeds of your greatest strengths. The key isn't to eliminate these characteristics. It's to understand how they can become strategic advantages when viewed through the right lens and deployed with wisdom. The master strategist knew that apparent disadvantages could become decisive advantages when approached with intelligence and creativity. A smaller army could defeat a larger one through superior tactics. Difficult terrain could become protection rather than obstacle. Limited resources could spark innovations that abundance never would. The alchemy of transformation. Before you can transform weakness into strength, you must first understand the true nature of both. What makes something a weakness? Often, it's nothing more than being the wrong characteristic in the wrong context or having a strength that hasn't yet found its proper application. And consider the person who's too sensitive in high-pressure corporate environments. This same sensitivity might make them extraordinary counselors, artists, or leaders who can read emotional undercurrents that others miss entirely. The individual who's too detail-oriented for fast-paced startups might become the quality control expert who saves companies millions in prevented errors. Your perceived weaknesses are often strengths that haven't found their stage yet. They're powerful capabilities waiting for the right context, the right challenge, or the right strategic application to reveal their true value. Ask yourself, what if the things you've been trying to fix about yourself are actually the things that make you uniquely valuable? What if your struggles have been developing capabilities that will serve not just you, but everyone whose lives you touch? The strategic reframe. Sun Tzu was a master of reframing situations to his advantage. When facing superior numbers, he didn't lament his disadvantage. He recognized how smaller forces could be more agile, coordinated, and strategically focused. When lacking traditional resources, he discovered unconventional approaches that caught opponents off guard, and you can apply this same reframing to your personal challenges. That social anxiety you've always fought, it might be the source of your exceptional listening skills and your ability to connect deeply with others. Like the perfectionism that seems to slow you down, because it could be developing your capacity for excellence that will distinguish your work throughout your career. the financial constraints that force you to be resourceful. They're building problem-solving abilities and creativity that people with unlimited resources never develop. The career setbacks that felt like failures. They're teaching you resilience and giving you perspectives that will make you a wiser leader. This reframing isn't about denial or positive thinking. It's about strategic analysis. How can you use these characteristics as advantages rather than allowing them to limit your possibilities? The cultivation of unique advantages. Sun Tzu understood that victory often comes from developing capabilities that opponents don't expect or can't easily counter. Your weaknesses, when transformed strategically, can become exactly these kinds of unique advantages. And the key is cultivation, deliberately developing the positive aspects of characteristics that might seem problematic in their raw form. If you're naturally impatient, you can cultivate urgency and bias toward action. If you tend to be overly cautious, you can develop exceptional risk assessment and strategic thinking abilities. This cultivation requires honest self-assessment combined with creative strategic thinking. Look at each characteristic you've considered a weakness and ask, how could this serve me powerfully if channeled correctly? What contexts reward this trait? How can I refine and focus this tendency to maximize its benefits while minimizing its downsides? Remember, you're not trying to become someone else. You're becoming the most strategic version of who you already are. The wisdom of indirect advantage. Sun Tzu mastered the art of indirect approach, achieving objectives through unexpected angles rather than direct confrontation. When transforming weaknesses into strengths, this indirect approach often proves most effective. Instead of trying to compete in areas where your natural tendencies put you at disadvantage, you can create new contexts where these same tendencies become advantages. The introverted leader might excel at one-on-one mentoring rather than large group presentations. The detail-oriented individual might find success in quality-focused roles rather than speed-focused positions. This isn't about avoiding your growth edges. It's about building from your natural strengths while gradually expanding your capabilities in other areas. You develop confidence and competence from your position of strength, then extend that confidence into new territories. Think strategically about your career, relationships, and personal development. Where can you position yourself so that your natural characteristics become assets rather than obstacles? How can you create environments where what others might see as weaknesses become clear advantages? The compound effect of transformed challenges. Here's where the transformation becomes truly powerful. When you successfully turn a weakness into strength, you don't just gain that strength. You develop meta capabilities that serve you throughout life. You become someone who can find advantage in adversity, opportunity in challenge, and strength in struggle. This transformation teaches you that limitations are often launching pads for innovation. It shows you that your unique combination of characteristics, including those you've considered problematic, creates possibilities that wouldn't exist otherwise. It develops unshakable confidence because you know you can find ways to succeed regardless of circumstances. Consider the entrepreneur who started a business because they couldn't fit into traditional employment structures. Their inability to work well within existing systems became the drive to create new systems. Their restlessness became innovation. Their difficulty with authority became leadership. Each weakness you transform increases your overall strategic capability and your confidence in your ability to thrive in diverse situations. The integration challenge. The most sophisticated aspect of this transformation involves integrating your newly recognized strengths with your existing capabilities. Sun Tzu didn't just deploy individual tactics, he wove them together into comprehensive strategies where each element supported the others. Your transformed weaknesses shouldn't exist in isolation from your natural strengths. They should complement and amplify your overall strategic position. The analytical person who develops better people skills doesn't abandon analysis. They become someone who can understand both data and human dynamics. The creative person who builds discipline doesn't suppress creativity. They become someone who can execute creative visions effectively. This integration requires ongoing attention and refinement. You're not just changing one aspect of yourself. You're evolving into a more complete and strategically capable version of who you are. Practical applications for daily life. Start by conducting an honest inventory of the characteristics you've always considered weaknesses or limitations. Write them down without judgment. Just acknowledge them as they are. For each item on your list, ask these strategic questions. In what context might this characteristic be valuable? What problems could this trait help solve? How might this tendency, if channeled effectively, become a source of unique value? Begin experimenting with reframing these characteristics in your daily interactions. Instead of apologizing for being thorough, present it as attention to quality. Instead of being embarrassed by your sensitivity, recognize it as emotional intelligence. Instead of hiding your unconventional background, present it as diverse perspective. Notice how others respond when you present your characteristics as strengths rather than weaknesses. Pay attention to opportunities that emerge when you stop fighting aspects of yourself and start leveraging them strategically. The ripple effect of self-acceptance. When you transform your relationship with your own weaknesses, something profound happens in your relationships with others. You become more accepting of their struggles and more skilled at helping them see their own hidden strengths. You create environments where people feel safe to be authentic because you've learned to be authentic with your own challenges. This creates a positive cycle. As you become more skilled at transforming disadvantages into advantages, you naturally help others develop the same capability. Your transformed weaknesses become sources of wisdom and support for people facing similar challenges. You become living proof that limitations don't have to be permanent, that struggles can become strengths, and that what seems like disadvantage can become decisive advantage with the right strategic approach. Moving forward with strategic self-mastery. As you begin this transformation, remember that it's a process, not an event. Sun Tzu developed his strategic mastery over years of study, practice, and refinement. Your own mastery of turning weaknesses into strengths will develop the same way, through consistent application and thoughtful reflection. Start with one characteristic that you've always considered a weakness. Study it carefully. Understand its positive potential. Look for contexts where it could become valuable. Begin presenting it differently to yourself and others. Notice what changes in your confidence and in your results. Most importantly, be patient with yourself during this process. Years of seeing something as a weakness don't transform overnight into seeing it as strength. But with consistent practice and strategic thinking, you can gradually shift your relationship with every aspect of yourself that you've considered problematic. Remember, your weaknesses aren't flaws to be eliminated. They're raw materials to be refined into sources of unique value and strategic advantage. The very things that have made you feel different or disadvantaged can become the things that make you irreplaceable and powerful. Sun Tzu's greatest insight about weakness and strength was that they're often the same thing viewed from different angles with different strategies. In your life, this means every characteristic you possess has potential value. The question is whether you'll develop the strategic wisdom to unlock that value and deploy it effectively. The path forward is clear. Accept your weaknesses without being defined by them. Study them strategically to understand their hidden potential. Cultivate them deliberately to maximize their positive aspects. Position yourself in contexts where they become advantages. Integrate them with your existing strengths to create a more complete and powerful version of yourself. When you master this process, you discover something remarkable. You don't need to be perfect to be powerful. You need to be strategic, authentic, and committed to growing into the full expression of your unique potential. Your greatest weaknesses, transformed through wisdom and strategy, can become your most distinctive strengths. The journey begins with the courage to see them not as flaws to hide, but as opportunities to develop capabilities that no one else possesses in quite the same way. Until next time, continue to strategize, adapt, and overcome, especially the limitations you've placed on your own potential.